I trapped there, and I went. I got there for he's kind of late coming from Marv to get with me, and I went on the woods by myself. And I, when he overtook me, I was taking him out of the trap. He said, "Man, you got him the first night." I said, "I'm got him. I told you I'd get him." Well, how I caught him, though, it was a little tree on a cypress log. He trapped on top of a log, see? And this fella missed him. Trapped right on a big old cypress log and went into sawdust. Then it had a little bush standing up there just about that tall from the floor. So you, what you think I did? I got a little piece of fresh feet and tied it in the top of the bush. That made him have to go all around that little, it wasn't no bigger than my finger, the roots. That made him just go around. This fella never could fit him in there.
What was no bigger than your finger?
It wasn't, the little tree rolled up through that sawdust on the tree, on this old log. So I put a little piece of fresh feet in the top of this thing. That made him got busy. You see, when he got there, then he just died of this rope or something. And I caught him, man, he had but two toes. I thought he'd get out. He's fitting to get out. I mean, that's gonna break loose. So I told him, I had him laughing, this here brother of mine. I started grabbing him with my hand. I see he didn't have but two toes, you know, and they was about to break loose. He said, "You to turn him loose or make." I said, "I figured I would, but I tried to start it, just grab him, hold him, but, you know, get that loose." I got him. That's the biggest mink. Got $35 for that fight.
Woo!
Biggest one I ever saw. Sears Roebuck. I shipped them to Sears Roebuck. Ooh, I'm terrible at it. I hadn't seen nobody with my mate into a hunt, that trapping business. I've studied it from a boy.
Now, if you had a wagon and two horses, what was the long wooden piece that went down between the
tongue?
And a buggy had what?
A chair.
Yeah. Now, tell me about the wagon. You had the wheel, right? What were the parts of the wheel?
Spokes. And then you had a hoop on it. That would run on that arm.
Uh-huh.
Hind hoops.
And it fit around the what?
It fit around the
trailer.
That thing is built in spokes.
Yeah.
With the spokes in it.
Now on a buggy, the thing that the traces come back in order to hitch onto is called
what do you call that thing? A double tree?
Double tree, or did you have
a... Oh, you mean a shed.
You have a single tree?
Yeah, with one mule, one drive one creature to a buggy, you had shed. And it went plumb to the shoulder.
One creature, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Did you do a lot of things with your wagon? You were always cutting wood and getting it into town, things like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to take the wheel off sometimes greasy, you know. I had to make it run easier.
With what? Use that old?
With that axle grease.
Got your hands all?
All messed up.
All what?
Yeah, with axle grease. It was kind of dog looking.
Yeah. Got them all greased?
Yeah.
Greased?
Mm-hmm. Then you put it back on and had a big cap on it, you know.
Yeah.
And tighten it back.
You mentioned a plow. What kind of plow did you have?
I had a mill buster, turn plow,
yeah,
cultivator, double shovel. I had a thing that you run last in the middle called a boll weevil sweep.
Boll weevil sweep?
That's a youth thing to burn out. Get right down in the middle.
Yeah.
Had wings to it. Called it buzzer's wing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing I had, yeah. Actually, I could hear about a lot of stuff from me. I had a gang fly here, where you walk